Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Amen. How you doing, church? Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord? I don't know about you, but I'm super happy because we're in the happiest and friendliest church in town. Amen. I would like to take this opportunity real quick and honor Pastor Blunt and Pastor Kim for giving me this opportunity and this honor to be here with you sharing the word, okay? So I'm super excited. As I told you, there's something about Wednesday nights that, I don't know, you get to recharge your batteries, you get ready for the rest of the week, and you're in the best place to do it, amen? I just want to say thank you for being here tonight. You made the sacrifice to being here. You come from work, but you're ready to receive the word, right? How about we bow our heads and let's pray for this service. Father God, we just give you thanks for this amazing day. We just give you thanks, Father, because we have the opportunity to be here, to praise you, Father, to learn from your word. Right now, I pray, Father, that the word, Father, goes to good ground, Father, and that it gives fruit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can open your Bibles on Ephesians 3, verse 20. We're going to go there in a couple minutes. But today, we're going to be talking on the topic, dream big. Say to the person right next to you, are you dreaming big? Are you really dreaming big? You know, to dream big, we have to understand a couple principles, and that's what we're going to be talking today. But we need to accept challenge and walk that journey of dreaming big. Amen? Before we start and we go to the scripture, I would like to do like a little game with you, okay? Are you guys ready? The guys on the booth are going to put some scriptures on the screen, and I would like you to try to identify these persons, okay? Let's do this. The first person. Who? No. Let me give you a hint. It goes really with technology. Let's see. Steve Jobs. Very good. So Steve Jobs was the creator and founder of Apple, right? The iPad, the iPhone, right? Let's go to the next picture. It's not me. Somebody says Sylvester Stallone, but it's not Sylvester Stallone either. No, it's not Bill Gates. That right there is Walt Disney when he was young. And Walt Disney, as you all know, he's the creator of Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse and all of those resorts that we like to go in Orlando, right? Okay, so let's go to the next picture. Ooh, you guys got it. Michael Jordan, that's an easy one. And I think we have another photo of Michael. You know, that picture that you see right there, I always try to imitate that, you know, like jumping in there. And do you guys believe me? I think we have another photo. That was me. That was a picture of me at my home because I admire Michael. For real. This is true. This is true. But it's my same face. We look the same, but without glasses, okay? So, dream big. All of these three people that you guys saw right there, they have something in common. They all were dreamers. And I believe that one of the things that you and I have in common today is that we have dreams. We all have dreams and desires in our hearts of things that we want to accomplish, things that we want to see happen. But sometimes in our life, in that walk, in that journey to fulfill those dreams, we encounter fear, anxiety, depression, panic attacks. But we need to understand that God gave every person a dream. And a dream is the carrier that takes you to your destiny. Say with me, a dream is a carrier that takes us to our destiny. So that means that in order to get to our destiny, we need to dream. We need to dream big. We need to accept the challenge of getting that journey and dream big with God. That means that we need to be connected with God. That means that in every step that we take, God has to be in front of us. Look what it says on Ephesians 3:20. I really like this scripture. It says, now to him who is able to, this means carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than all that we dare to ask or think. Infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams. According to his power that is at work with us. That means that you may have a dream, but God is going to do more than what you're thinking. That means that the dream that you have in your mind, that image, that picture, God wants you to go there because that's your destiny. But we need to understand that we need hope in our life. We need to have God in front of us in order to get there. Quick story. I remember when I was like 12 years old, I remember that I have this desire in my heart. I had this dream that I wanted to play drums with the youth of my church. And I remember that I was waiting anxiously for that moment. I remember that I used to see them rehearse, learn their songs and everything. And one day, the opportunity came. They called me, the drummer got sick, and they say, hey, Jose, can you jump in there? And I was excited. I was like, yes, I'm ready, you know. They were bigger than me, so I wanted to be, like, mature and everything. So right there, I called my dad, hey, Dad, they gave me the opportunity to play. I need new drumsticks. And he said, okay, so let's get some drumsticks and everything. And then I called my mom, Mom, they gave me the opportunity to play. I need a new shirt. And she said, okay, we're going to get a shirt for you and everything. And the day before the rehearsal, I was, like, super excited. I was nervous at the same time. The day of the rehearsal came. I was there early and everything. But something happened that fear got into me in that moment. And once the rehearsal starts, it wasn't me. I remember that I started doing the wrong things, playing wrong, and I was out of tempo and everything. And I was a child. I was a kid. And they were like good to me. Hey, yeah, you're doing great. But I knew I was failing. I remember that after that rehearsal, I was feeling anxious. I was feeling sad. I didn't want to know anything about drums because I was facing failure at such a young age. But we need to understand that failure is part of our life. I remember that day I went to my grandma's house. And you know how grandmas are. Like, they're cooking always something for you and making it feel. And I remember that she told me that, like, hey, don't worry about it. God has plans for you. God has hope and a future for you. Go with me to Jeremiah 29:11. I really like this scripture. Since that day, I have made that scripture mine. And we can hear it real quick. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. You know, sometimes in our life, we face failure and we lose hope for the future. We think that everything is over. But God is telling us that he already made us the victory. He already gave us the victory. He gave us hope and a future. Hope is the assurance that something good is going to happen. And we need to stand in the word. We need to walk in that word. That we have hope for the future. I really like the story of Joseph on the Bible. Do you guys know the story of Joseph? And Joseph, he was the youngest on his family at some time. And you know how that goes with the youngest. It's like they get some privilege that the oldest didn't have. but that's not the point, okay? So Joseph, I'm the oldest of my family, by the way. That's what I'm saying. But Joseph, God gave him the gift of dreaming. And Joseph, he wasn't timid about it. Every time he had a dream, he was telling his family. And he was proud of that. But his family, they were jealous of him, especially his brothers. What happened? His brothers just sold him. I know that you guys know the story. They told his father that something has happened to him. After that, Joseph gets to the palace, right? After that, he goes to jail. After that, he goes out of jail and be the right hand of the king. But what I'm trying to say with this is that one of the best characteristics of Joseph's life is that he was walking by faith and not by sight. And in this journey that you and I are going, we need to understand that we need faith in our backpack. You know, dreaming is a journey. And on that journey, we need the tools, the correct tools, the godly tools, so we can be successful and get to our destiny. Amen? So a dream is the carrier that takes us to our destiny. In this journey, number one, we need faith. We need to walk by faith and not by sight. We need to keep believing. We need to keep walking with hope and future, an assurance that God already has gave us the victory. Amen? Why is so important having faith? Why we need faith in our hearts? Why we need faith in our lives? That's the only way that we're going to please God. That's the only way that we're going to have God on our side. Look what it says on Hebrews chapter 11. I really like this scripture. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. That means that we need faith in our walk. That means that we don't have to declare and we don't have to believe what our eyes are seeing, but we need to walk in faith. It doesn't matter what the news is telling us. It doesn't matter what is surrounding us. It doesn't matter what your body is feeling. We need to walk by faith, believing that God already gave us the victory and that we have hope for our future. Amen? Are you excited, church? I don't know about you, but when I hear that, I get excited and happy. Because I know that my walk is secure in God. Amen? Number two, we need character. Say it with me, character. Now ask to the person right next to you, do you have character? The character of God. The character of God is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. That's joy, peace, right? Kindness, gentleness. In order for us to have a successful journey to our dreams, we need to have character. We need to ask God to reflect in us and give us the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You know, the way that you and I react to the situation is going to determine how much time we're going to stay in that situation. So that means that you and I need the character of God in order to go out of that situation. And it's super important that we understand that God is there for us. We just need to take that decision. We just need to say, okay, God, I humble myself. You know, the key to reaching your destiny is character. Talent may get you to the top, but character is gonna make you stay there. That's super important and powerful because character, again, is the key that takes us to our destiny. Your dream, the dream that God has put in your life, that godly dream that you have in your life, is not only going to affect your family, it's not only going to affect your future, but it's also going to affect the people that is around you. I remember when I was like fourth grade, and in that moment, I discovered what marbles were. Do you guys know what marbles are? If not, we can put it on the screens real quick. I know that we have a younger generation. So marbles, I'm going to tell you guys, this was like playing Fortnite, okay? This was the last thing, okay? This was like having the last iPhone, this was the thing at that moment, okay? So I remember that I wanted to have those marbles. And I remember that I told my dad, hey, Dad, can I have some marbles, please? I need to have those marbles. You know, when you want something, you, like, need that. It's like, if you don't get that, you know, you need that. So I remember that one day my dad came home with those marbles, and it was on a wood box. I remember that when I opened them, they had different colors, different sizes. They had even different names. It was the surfer, the rocker. I don't know. I don't know if they still call it like that, but I remember that they have those names. It came to pass that my dad was going to a mission trip to the Dominican Republic in 1 month. So I remember that when my dad was going out to that mission trip, I came to him and I told him, hey, Dad, take these marbles so you can bless some kid there, okay? And it happened that my dad is on the boat that is going to take him from Puerto Rico to the Dominican Republic, and they're on this table discussing the schedule, and one of the leaders started telling me, hey, the first day we're going to go this way, we're going to do this and do that. All of a sudden, in the middle of the ocean, that person stopped. He said, man, I totally forgot to bring a gift to this kid. And my dad asked him, what? What he wants? He wanted one of those marbles. And my dad just stood there. He was, what? Some what? Yeah, those marbles, the little balls that you put on the floor and play with. And my dad, marbles? My kid just gave me this bag full of marbles so we can bless someone there. What I want to tell you with this story, the dream and desire that you have in your heart, God is going to use it to impact other people. You and I, we are the fifth and mouth of God here on this earth. And that godly dream, God is going to use us so you can lead people to God. God is going to use us so you can lead people to God and let them know that we have hope, that we have a future in God, that we don't have to tremble, that we don't have to be scared with fear because God has given us hope. Your dream is going to impact other people. Your dream is going to lead people to God. That's why it's so important that you accept the challenge. That's why it's so important that you accept the challenge and say, God, I want to dream big. I want to walk with you. Your destiny is to lead people to God. And you're going to do that with your dream. Are you with me? So it's super important, like Joseph. If Joseph, when he was in jail, he stopped believing, he wasn't going to be able to bless his family later. If I, when I was playing on that rehearsal, stopped dreaming, I wouldn't be here with you guys tonight. God wants you to keep dreaming, but we cannot let fear, anxiety, be the carriers of our destiny. We need to understand that God is the carrier that is going to take us to our destiny. Amen? Amen. And you may ask, how do I keep dreaming when my circumstances doesn't allow me to dream? You may say, Jose, but you don't understand me. You don't know my family. You don't know the place that I come from. You and I need to have the character of God, the fruit of the Holy Spirit in us. Go with me to Romans chapter 5, and it's going to be on the overheads. You can read it from there. And not only this, but that means with joy. Let us exult in our sufferings and rejoice in our hardships. That means that when you see that giant in front of you, you need to have joy in your heart. That means that you need to rejoice when your situation is most difficult. That means that you need to have joy and rejoice in God when your surroundings doesn't allow you to do it. It doesn't matter what you're seeing with your physical eyes. God, the character of God, is telling you that we need to have joy, that we need to rejoice. And he continues by saying, knowing that hardship, that means distress, pressure, trouble, produces patience, endurance, and endurance proven character. That's a spiritual maturity. And proven character, hope and confidence, assurance, that's eternal salvation. Such hope in God's promises never disappoint us because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us. That means that you and I, we need to be full of joy. We need to be full of hope. It doesn't matter what the news are telling us. It doesn't matter what is happening in our surroundings. It doesn't matter how you're feeling. God is telling you that you need to have joy. That we need to rejoice in Him because He's already won the battle. And if He won the battle, you and I have won the battle. Amen? Come on, let's give praise to Jesus. We need character, we need faith. The dream is the carrier that takes us to our destiny. The way that you react to the situation is going to determine how long you're going to stay there. The way that you react when that problem comes, the way that you react when that situation that you're not expecting to happen, the way that you react, your first response, that's character, is going to determine how long we're going to stay there. That's super important. Because if not, sometimes happen, I don't know if you have feel like that, but sometimes we feel like we're repeating and problems keep happening in our life. The same problems, and we say, but why is happening? How are we reacting? Are we reacting with joy, with peace? Are we rejoicing in God? We need to understand that we need to see God in every situation. We need to see God in every situation because God is for us. God is for us. That's not something simple. That is telling you that it doesn't matter what you're going through, God already gave you the victory. Amen? We have hope. We have future. But we need to act like we are believing in that. We need to act like the Holy Spirit wants to act. With patience, with joy. That's the character of God. We cannot allow fear to get into our lives. You know, fear, we need to understand that it's a spirit. Fear will bring destruction. Fear is like a magnet, as Pastor has teaching us. Whatever we fear the most, we're going to encounter with that. Go with me to Proverbs 3, verse 25. Have no fear of sudden disasters or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be at your side. For the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared. I'm going to be honest to you. Today, you're listening to a coward. I get scared when my wife gets mad. This is real. I was scared the first time that I was going to ask her to go out. But if she told me not, I was going to ask again. Because we cannot live with fear. We cannot be afraid of being afraid. We cannot be afraid and live afraid. Fear cannot be the carrier that takes us to our destiny. I'm afraid of needles. You can ask my friends. But I cannot allow that. If I need to do that, I'm going to conquer that fear. Make sense? So we cannot be afraid. We cannot live afraid of being afraid. I really like what Peter Daniel says. The number one reason for failure is the fear of failure. That means that we need to understand that fear is a spirit. It brings destruction. It's like a magnet. It will keep you from going to the next level. It's going to pull you back. It's going to hold your progress. It's gonna stop that journey of your dream. As the team comes out, we need to be connected to God so we can understand that fear, it doesn't come from Him. Look what it says on 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. John Mason was telling us this past weekend that everything that God wants is on the other side of our fears. I want to tell you today that if you stay where you are, you're gonna fail. We need to accept the challenge and get into that journey with faith, with character, so we can reach our destiny. God dreams your dreams. Before you were born, God chose you to have that dream because He shows you. Because you have a purpose. As the story of Joseph, as my story, God is gonna use your dream so you can impact other people. Right now, our world is scared. People is scared. But you and I, we're called to let them know that we have hope and that we have a future in God. Come on, give it like it's to God. I would like to share some takeaways with you right now. How do you and I position ourselves to dream God's dream for our life? Number one, feed your relationship with God. That means that we need to know God. We need to be connected with God so we can download the dream that He has for our life. If you don't feed that relationship with God, you're not gonna know what's your dream, what's your purpose, what is your destiny. God gave you a dream because that's your destiny. And God wants you to conquer that. Number two. Feed your faith. That means that we need to keep hoping, keep believing. That means that we need to walk by faith and not by sight. It doesn't matter what our eyes are seeing, we're going to keep believing that God is in control. In that journey, we need faith. In order to conquer our dreams, we need that faith on our favor. Number three, feed your character. That means that we need to daily work on the fruit of the Holy Spirit in us. We need to ask God to give us those fruits in our heart. We need to invite the Holy Spirit to come inside of us. We need to learn how to react to the situations that's going to come to our life. Situations are going to come. Problems are going to come. But how do you and I are going to react? You know, fear is going to be close to us. Fear is going to be speaking to our ears. It's going to be telling you, you're not enough. You see, you're too small. You see, you're not that intelligent. You cannot do this. You see, that person does it better than you. Fear is going to create that false image on your mind, so you give up. Fear is going to create anxiety. Fear is going to create depression. Fear is going to create panic attacks. But we need to understand that God is for us. That with faith and with character, we can overcome that. Look what it says on Philippians 4, 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Fear has to bow. Fear has to run when we declare these words. But we need to make it ours.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.